practically come.
If it is Europe, if it is Africa, it is, if it is Australia, if it is North, Central, and South America, right across the world, he comes, the Lee Scratch Perry of radio, Howard Hendricks, nine-star general. Island talk, in your face, in the place, CRS Radio. Good evening, children of the world. Good evening, light of the world. So you know what? I'm going to start off nice and sweet. My kind of vibration. You know, I think took place in Moko on the weekend. Moko, you saw I say Moko, I mean Moko. in Clarendon, where this man was dealing with a damsel, and it seemed like the man and the damsel break up. And I don't know if it was some makeup to break up or break up to make up, but there was some shake up. And I don't know how my man decided to reach at the damsel yard. But he reached at the damsel yard. And you know, with a little raindrops, country raindrops, and blinkies and the different insects in the night, and the breeze blowing through the trees, and the rain just on the zinc. Lad, me no know if somehow no miss rain just on zinc. But it end up, somehow, they end up on the platter. And when I say the platter, I'm not talking about a hammock. Me not talk about kaya bed, but the nice expensive mattress. They end up there. Well, applied maths, calculus, geometry, algebra, everything started to take place. But as the news said, after the act, whatever that act was, the only thing he remembered was when he was stabbed. Yes. The makeup, he got a makeup stab, and he was rushed to the hospital, and afterwards he was pronounced dead. Now this is so strange. I never hear about a lover killing another lover after that act. I never hear about that before. So something must be wrong. And later on in the program, we're going to look at it. Something must be wrong. It's either some money never roll, or something never run, or there are some people who are not just short in status. But look at it this way. Usain Bolt win the 100 meters set record in a short time. And Usain Bolt still hold the record for the 200 meters in a short time. So Jamaica is the land of sprinters. Yes, we manufacture a lot of sprinters in this island. So when we come back after this musical Shock Attack, we will discuss.
Not my baby. Yeah. Once you told me you will always love me. Now all I see, you just wanna pack your things and go. Now you're leaving and I've been loving you so. Girl, before you leave, I think there's something you should know. That no one will ever love you, treat you the way I do. No one will ever be there for you, stick by you as much as me. Gave you my love divine. Deep down you know you're mine. If you still wanna go, well fine. Just keep this in mind. Don't you watch the glitter and shine. Baby, be careful the things you find. In this world there's so much fake people. Why you wanna waste your time when No one places, buy you a lot of fancy clothes. He don't really care for you, it's only for a show. To him,
You're just another girl, but to me, you meant the world. More precious to me than gold and rubies, diamonds and even pearls. No one will ever love you, treat you the way I do. No one will ever be there for you, speak by you as much as me.
I'm out to St. Mary, Quara Anya, star in the making, young youth coming through. Now, we were talking about what was happening in Mako, and I don't know if it was a Joseph or a Josephine Grind that created this split, why they tried to renegotiate this relationship, and something must have went wrong. I don't know what went wrong, but something must have gone wrong. Right? Now, I have a poem that I'm gonna drop called Joseph Grind. Hope you love it. You have some brother pan a corner where takes a for them woman bonafide and for them love hotter than pepper pot soup. You just hear them a chill a pretty bar, sipping pan them glass of whites. Then Clara boy start boss how there is a trouble when she bubble. But he has not yet, for no money not spend. Master, it take Big Joe to let the puss out of the bag when him buy half cue a junk body from out of the Bimijan, we hide under the farm Micah counter. Then pick up teeth, Jabez, start king him one toppy axe. Banning belly hoop like a Miss Lassie over the crack of domino. Man, the liquor start to flow. And him got broke out and say, ratted. A man a mash spread a kill him too. The other night, when him walk past the stone bridge back at the liquor hut, catch up on the river banking. In could I hear a heavy bass voice, I think.
Under me big thing, under me big thing. Under me big thing, under me. Under me big thing, under me big thing. Under me big thing, under me.
A healthy German bass bubbling. And since the white room so nice, him sweep on a jackass rope. Not the co-skin black hog man. Where did Alta kill a boar pig and a Miss Dasa Guinea tree? He did notice how Darius Yai a jig after the man cowcard when him a make water free. Massa, the sun did a get hot like a calm after the storm. The joke evolved creating pain and harm. Domino game shut off and gone. Passionate pain destroying the fun. The boy realize him a get born. Him cherry tree another man chop it down. So Caleb swallow the glass of rum. Pick up him last like him submachine gun. Up the river side him start to run. Bad word a chip everywhere him turn. Sweat a drip to the ground. Temper boiling with the heat of the sun. Joe grind elusive mastermind. Searching for weakness in your empire, spreading his water cooling a fire.
But the bucket bucket, the bucket bottom, adjust this time. Caleb stop the boy. Be free in mine.
It's an early rise for I and I this morning, and I'm a giving thanks for another day, asking the Father for His mercy. He's gonna spare me and show me the way. And so nobody come and step to me with tongues of lies and poison, or I won't accommodate your shame. Oh no, running your mouth about the struggle and injustice, always finding someone to blame. Celebrate your life, delegate your love, inebriate your blessings from above. Giving thanks to Jah Jah, worshiping my God, I rejoice in all thy glory, the omnipotent one. Yeah, yeah. The meek shall inherit the earth and the fullness thereof. They try to belittle my worth, suppressing me from filling up my cup. Soon they will cease to reign no more. Jah nah go make them army wrong and strong. They'll have to repent all transgression. So here I stand before you, Lord, just to behold your presence of enlightenment. For thine love I'm ever sure. From this day on I'll cry no more. My Savior, God and King, upliftment and joy you bring. Yeah, celebrate your life, delegate your love, inebriate your blessings from above, giving thanks to Jah Jah, worshiping my God. I rejoice in all thy glory. The omnipotent one, yes. Yes, here I stand before you, Lord, just to behold your presence of enlightenment. For thine love I'm ever sure. From this day on, I'll cry no more. My Savior, God and King, upliftment and joy. Rise for I and die this morning. I'm giving thanks for another day. Oh yes, celebrate your life, delegate your love, inebriate your blessings from above, giving thanks to Jaja, worshiping my God. I rejoice in all thy glory, the omnipotent one. Celebrate your life, dedicate your love, inebriate your blessing.
Yes, let us celebrate life, because the Creator give life. You know, people have conflicts between evolution and your creation, and there are some people say that there's no creation, and then some people say that there's no evolution. Dr. Evs.
Boy, oh boy.
Make a going for the Joe Grind thing, no? Or the Joseph Grind thing, no?
The Nine Star General, big love. Me love your romantic poem, Devin. I wonder how I'm going for your side.
Well, I am not into no Rome thing, you know. I am into Afromantic.
Oh, my God. You nearly make me come out of your church, you know.
Well, it is. One time I had a tiger called Dr. Love.
Oh.
Yes, I used to do a Facebook site called Dr. Love, but people used to be ripped apart in laughter. So I couldn't sustain it after a while. Because it was...
I
couldn't sustain it because I was having no peace in my life. You know? And I never wanted to start a cult. You know that there's a thing out there called cult. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know that. Give you a joke. It's not a joke. Do you know that since last week in Montego Bay, in Paradise, imagine Paradise. I don't know if you hear about this man called Kevin Smith, who was a prophet about a year or so ago. And he ended up get this brother to sacrifice a young lady in the church. And if you remember, when he was traveling from Montego Bay to Kingston to go to court, the vehicle with the policeman mysteriously exploded, and they died. Mm-hmm. He died, and I don't know if he ascended or descended. I don't know. But guess what happened again? They discover another insane paradise, St. James. They arrested another church leader there on the Empata last week, who was basically having all kind of marriages there and getting involved with young children under 16 and have his cult going on and abusing children, abusing women. Some church members have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wives. Some of the wives as young as 12. All kind of nonsense.
Jeez.
So, wow. Right. So you see, there's a psychological term called cult of personality, and I don't want to reach that level, right, where I started to push out my finger and women start to tremble, right, and form
and King Pupalix. Right? So I abandoned the Facebook page.
But you can imagine how much people leave out there, boy, wanting and feeling emptiness because you've taken away all of their hopes and dreams and aspirations
right.
of coming in through that virtual nest of yours. Oh my gosh. I mean, but this thing is really, really getting crazy with this religious thing. And now, once upon a time, the man them did want the big woman now, but had a picnic, them a go for now. That,
yes.
How many times are we to see the destruction of these guys in church? And what kind of a red flag does one see in church? Because I know all we are seek to get or find the father. Maybe if we did a try find the mother, we would have been better off. But I'm not going to go there. But we are trying to find ourselves and all of that. And when does the red flag go off? When you're in a congregation or in a gathering, that's something, all right?
Dr. Eve, I'm gonna say something, and it's gonna frighten you, and it's gonna frighten some of our listeners, especially those of us listening to the Nine Star General for the first time. I'm gonna turn back the hands of time. And let me go back to the late 50s, coming to the 60s, coming to the 70s. Yes, we have been coming to the 80s and to the 90s. Now, I don't boast at the beginning of my show that me is a countryman, me is a boastman. And this program is giving a Jamaican or an island Caribbean kind of vibration from a rural perspective. I'm not here speaking urbane. I'm speaking deep rural language like sandwich. So I'm going to touch you with something, and I'm going to stir up the mind. Now, if you remember growing up in your village, the people that most common folks look up to is teacher, the policeman, and parson.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if your village happens to have a doctor, and the postmistress too, because the postmistress know all of this.
And the carpal before the police.
Right. But the postmistress know all of your business, and especially when telegram come, and she know who first dead, or who her foot chop off, or who run off and get married. So let's go back to the whole village situation, and I'm going to pick your brain. A typical village. Let's call this village Musawak. Mavis have a picnic with Caleb. Caleb is a farmer. Maybe Mavis is a housewife. But Mavis is a big church goer.
Mm-hmm.
So Caleb got grown. I never said the farm, you know. Caleb got grown. And planting kisada, I never say cassava, in yam, in banana, in cocoa, in dashing. And carrying blood, sweat, and tears and carry come a yard. When he carry come a yard, Mavis look upon it. But Mavis no one just cook dashing every day. But pastor up at the big house, pastor always have some little something. So he call his little daughter and say, Sissy, yes, ma'am. Carry one banana, a bunch of banana. Okay, I'll give person. Now, Doc, the banana, where she carry, you know, where she go carry, another little bunch, you know. The mother pick out the biggest bunch and
yes,
give to pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sissy, fly go up a church now. Oh, the pastor. Pastor, my. Sissy, you're growing, you're looking good, you know. You're looking good.
Oh, my God.
What mommy sent Kongi, you know? Bunch of banana, sir. It's all right, lad. Sissy, you're growing. Come here, girl. Come and look for you. Yeah, go.
And Pastor Sidney said, Lord, man.
Come to the parlor, to the spider, to the fly. Long run, short kit, but a young girl. Yeah. So Pastor said to himself, you know.
And then Pastor said, see, go in the kitchen there, you see one bag of flour and liquor rice. Take you up, go give your mother. And hold on there. She want $10 for give your mother. And yes, sir. It's a whole on the city. Hold on there, girl, you're looking good. She want $2 for yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Sissy, go home. Deliver the Carmela flower. And I can bet that the Carmela flower is given by another church goer. You know? But
true,
anyway,
true.
He delivered the Carmela and the flower. When he delivered the Carmela and flower, next day, Caleb come in with nice big piece of yam. Again, Mommy say, hey, Sissy, carry a piece of yam for give Parson. Sissy glad no, because the last time go there, Parson gave him $2. So, cheap, back up a Parson yard. Parson said, Lord, the girl look good enough. The Parson said, come here, you know. The Lord has ordained me.
Oh, my word.
That I should be a mathematician. Are you good in school at maths? Little bit, sir. All right. We're going to do some algebra. No, not algebra. We're going to do geometry. I have my compass, and you are the triangle, and we are going on the hypotenuse. And we are going to bisect some angle. So come, let me show you, because it is ordained by the Lord that I should show teacher geometry. And Pastor got teacher the geometry, because the first Sissy, I know them a kind of material. And when he don't know, he said, the Lord is bless you. You know that for the rest of your life, you'll be full of good luck. Anyway, go in the kitchen there, take up one bag of cornmeal and some cooking oil, and care go give your mother. And give her $10. Sissy, hold on. This $5 is for you. No, hold on a little bit more. I'm going to give you $3 more. You see the mathematics that we do? It is a secret between me and you and the Lord.
Oh,
don't say anything to anybody. And do you know how many rural children, young girls, between age 14, 15, 16, were all time people that say, then just start a feather up and start mud up, who lose the most cherished part of their life to a person who should not be cutting flowers, but should be just be protecting them from prickles. Right. And this is the reality in most rural towns. It is when these ladies grew up into their 20s and 30s and wondering, why do they have certain kind of behavior? And then when they start to rewind the cassette in their head, what they go through, I must have yet, but I think I was doing it for the Lord.
Oh, wow.
But they wasn't doing it for the Lord. They were doing it for Pastor.
Oh, I'm telling you. But you know what? What I think, and I don't really want to belabor this too much, because I know we have a big, heavy program lineup, and we probably have some calling out of Jamaica. So those online from Jamaica, if you'd like to chat us in, press 1 on your telephone keypad. It is the RS Radio Caribbean Radio Show on the Island Chat. Right out of the country with the general himself. But here is the thing for me, why that kind of persists. Even in the modern day where you have telephone, once upon a time we didn't only have transistor radio. Now you may have television in every room and your telephone. But people and information is readily available, are we? And you mean to tell me that that God can hold you such as a parent so much that you see all of these red flags and it no send nothing to you? Or is it that them mother know where I'm going, but them I get because something, and they're going to...
You're hitting nail on the head. You're hitting nail on the head. Continue.
Aye. It's rough. Hey, me always enjoy your people living in the background where I make so much beautiful stories. How do you call them then? Blinky?
Then call it Blinky. Then call it Blinky and sometimes they call it Nightshade. Right? And I know my night song gonna be a bother to our listeners. Especially those that don't live in Jamaica.
But hold on, it will bring back that memory now because I want to make back a torch. Oh, where we tell, hey, some of you don't catch them and put them in a back of two, you know. A beautiful, beautiful light. So it will bring back their memories. Bring back their memories big time.
And let them get homesick.
Homesick. We have another problem.
Yes.
Talking about homesick, General. I know you hit upon early on last week. Oh, by the way, early on, welcome back because we missed you for about 2 weeks. You're gone on all kind of, well, I wouldn't say vacation.
No, I wasn't on
assignment.
No, I wasn't on a vacation. I was trying to get a role in the new Indiana Jones movie.
I was talking about Indiana Jones movie now. What going on there at Kobe River? Well, there's a big excitement there. They refish the pond, and the fish them still are dead out. Give me a bit what going on in that area there. What's going on?
You see, before we look at your Kobe in itself, let us look at mining in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up to a few months ago, there were a group of people who were adamant that there should be no mining on the outskirts of the cockpit country. Because this is where they claim that Jamaica is the land of wood and water.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know that people are chopping down the trees. Some women are getting rid of logwood. We are losing our wood, but we are also known as the land of water. Land of wood and water. Now, water is very important. It has been proven that Jamaica, yes, this is an island, have the purest water, H2O, on the entire globe.
Wow.
Yes.
That's new to me.
Yes. So you cannot think foreign, and you think, okay, oh, in Canada we have good water. Oh, in Norway we have good water. And in America, the land of the sea, we have good water. Rubbish. The best water here is in Jamaica. No.
So why could I bottle the water and sell your farm?
Yes, but a lot of people have been bottling the water because we have just come to our senses. So you find out that around on the outskirts of the cockpit country, you have small entrepreneurs have been bottling their water. There are several bottled water come from Outer Sense Bay. You have Catching Peak out of the Blue Mountain area. You have Water, WATA, which is manufactured by, I think is Lasco Group of Company, a Wisconsin Group of Company. So we have been producing water.
And we have been producing good water for export as well. No, you have an aquifer. And life has been going on. We have been discovering some real indigenous exotic species of animals and plants, especially in the cockpit country.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, you are going to put in sulfuric acid and caustic soda into the, mm-hmm. because you're raping the land for bauxite. And the sad part about it is that the bauxite, we don't have an aluminum plant here. Alpart is the only alumina plant, yet Alpart, mm-hmm. Alpart is closed. And you are exporting
so we get all of the whore and export it.
Right. And we have been polluting our aquifers to the detriment of our people. And our government signed off with the bauxite company that anywhere that you have reserve, you must automatically hand it over to these bauxite companies.
Oh, my word.
Right. So these villages, especially in Chilani, touching some part of St. Mary's and St. Elizabeth, the Akonkwom Maroon says their land, right? These areas with the mining of bauxite there, people going to be displaced. They are prime farming areas. And it is the water source of the island. Because when you hear the term cockpit, it means cast, mm-hmm. features. It means limestone.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
wow.
In the Rio Cobre, no, we're going to the Rio Cobre. But before we go back to the Rio Cobre, let's look at the Black River. Because it is said the Black River is the longest river. And it comes from Chilani. You see, like the Appleton Estate, there used to be serious problem when they used to accuse Appleton of putting what they call dunder into the water.
Mm-hmm.
So like
mm-hmm.
early morning, if you're in the Magati era and coming down to La Covia, the river have a kind of couscous
yes.
smell,
mm-hmm.
perfume, essence. All
mm-hmm.
time people call it essence. But the essence
mm-hmm.
is sweet, you know. The,
mm-hmm.
the essence is between frosiness and knockoff. I
mm.
don't know if you ever put those two people and put in a couple yet. But that is how the river smell. And the fish in the river, because certain part of the Black River, like the Brom Deck, they used to do a lot of inland fishing. And they used to use the water coming down from the Black River, and it used to destroy the fish killers. So what has happened, just like you're going to talk about your time in around Bagua, around here, people not just eat the fish from the sea. A lot of people survive from the fish from the river. Then give you a joke. There's a place in St. Elizabeth called New River. And do you know, it's a big secret, it's a big toy secret. Every morning, Sunday morning, at between 5 to around 7, all the elites in St. Elizabeth, the top class people, drive to New River to have river fish in the early morning. River fish
what?
And river fish tea. So all the who is missing in St. Elizabeth, you'll find them in New River, carrying their family, because the fish down there is very expensive in the river fish. But you know, people love
wow.
class, right?
Mm-hmm.
They carry their family mm-hmm. down there to have river fish on a Sunday morning. Fish tea, fries, stew, curry, fish, jerk fish, river fish, everything is there. Now let's go back to the Bagua now. Now, it's the same thing that has taken place, similar to what was taking place in the Black River. But while the Black River situation was caused merely from a sugar factory, it's even worse in the Bagua era, because they are saying it is the residue from bauxite mining.
Wow.
Right. Now, the fishermen have been losing fish by the scores. And people are seeing dead fish coming up on the side of the river. And I think some people underestimate what river fish do to this population, right? Because you know the richest set of people, not for around the fish, but for the normal family, some river fish is a staple in a damn plate, in a damn pot, in a damn frying pan. Now you come from Desa, and Desa for your roots. Tell me about you and your river fish.
Oh my gosh, I'm just listening to you, and it's kind of a hurting the very tentacles in my brain, because thinking about just being on the river road, a little barefoot picnic, just trying to struggle through life itself, and what the Rehoboth River has offered, and the sustainable life, because we're bathing in it, we get the food from it, we get the entertainment from it, because we go down there, we swim in at the deeper part, we dive in at the deeper part, we swim, I mean, you go down there, go wash, you find your rock stone, and you wash from it, and at the same time, after you don't wash, you have to take up your pan of water to carry it up because that you cook and eat and drink with. Morning time, you come bathe. And, of course, your food source, your janga, your shrimp, your sandfish, with perch. I don't know if that is what they call tilapia now. The sandfish,
yes.
The perch, the heel. That was our source of food. Now, another big deal is when river come down, we have additional food. We have, well, I carry up from Upper St. Mary. Thank you, St. Mary people. When the banana get washed away in there, them coconut and everything where I come up, I would call it a river mouth, which is Upper St. Mary. So if you hear rain or fall up a river mouth up at St. Mary, you can prepare, you know river will come down, right? So the extent of the water that fall up here make the river come down, as them call it. I mean, I don't know if anywhere else involved, but that is the child. So we have, you can go do coconut, you can go get two banana when river come down, etc., etc. And of course, being the river overflowing it bank, it flowed some of the fish them close by, so you can go bag them up and clean. And we had the Bybrook at those time where you had, they were producing the coffee. And the same damn thing, excuse me, because right now I feel like really, really, the same thing that those guys usually fling the dunder, or we call it dunder. I don't know if that is really the name, but they're growing up just,
That's
from
what we call it in sense side. That's what we call it in sense side, dunder.
So,
right.
Yes, so you would have sit down there, get your little nice beard in, or catch up your butter pan to get your little water, or wash your little clothes, and all of a sudden you smell that smell, the very same smell you're talking, and the water coming down black, and you said, come on, if you have a whole bunch of people there in the water, everybody come out of the river, don't come, everybody have a quick get up, and don't come. What that does is that it's the dunder, and I've never really looked at it. Now we get in a different space what it does. Of course, you have the nicotine and all of that from that coffee thing. That strong nicotine drunk up the fish them and them dead off. So I like the nice sunfish, what we call sunfish, and the whole of them species there, them kill them out. And because where the river runs in a bog walk, and kind of come out of the eyeballs of most people and run past the very poor little villages them.
Yes.
Nobody now look and see. And the people in them village, and I'm so very thankful that now when I see people getting out and protesting, in a few days, we never even know that word, right? So at least with cell phone and a little bit more of the gadgetry, we're able to see and hear a little bit more things. But the dunder that we usually just, it's like any minute now, and we usually live with it, not knowing either the side effect of those fish that survive. And, you know, you after a while, you know, some of them never get poisoned that much. And then you have the species surviving. And of them things that we eat. And we don't know the effect that that had on our bodies, if any. But even the fish, as I saw, I was reading the article there, that the villagers or the people in the villagers, the village or that long stretch of bog walk right down to where it get lost behind where nobody can see. They know this. Listen, we know this river like a book, so to speak. We know where the blue holes are. We know where not to go because you have the most drowning there. You know where to cross. You know how to navigate that river. You know exactly where to do and where the fish are and what fish and how to navigate that, like the book, because we survive. That's our survival stream. And to think that nobody really cares. You said something just now. Hey, we don't understand the impact of what that river contributes to the community that the river bypass. And I think the government don't even, of course, poverty is a B-I-T-C-H because nobody care about poor people. As you say, the rich people now seem to believe them go and get the blessed fish. They're the blessed one. And you know that has to be good when them get it there. And you have a situation where the people them that most need it, them not have any other resources. Did you hear how much things we said the water they provided for us?
Yes.
And until now, you don't have whether the representatives, the MP, the councillors, or even the government themselves, look on that and call that out in the most that. You talk that is the most destructive thing, because not only the dunder that comes in there affect the life, the fish and the life, you have plantation along there as well. They get affected too. So I'm talking about this, and I'm really passionate about this, and I'm so damn angry because we have these companies coming to our island and our
not from here, you know.
Thank you very
much. From here.
Thank you very much. And they come in and they rip our freaking land. They destroy our yard and backyard. And they did nobody for nothing. They just because the amount of time they let go down there in this, and they know the effect, just to save a couple of dollars and to have, and the government just turned a blind eye on it most of the freaking time. And they have these guys in them pockets. Because them not living in Jamaica. Them can't fly in them yard anytime.
You know, I'm
kind of blowing off.
Let me just touch like Alphard. Alphard is the largest alumina company in the Caribbean. Right, to produce alumina. It's about maybe 3 or 4 miles from my home. And I'm going to say something very controversial. Nobody wants to talk about it.
since the presence of Alpart, the northern side of the Santa Cruz Mountain has been suffering from respiratory illness, lung cancer, all different kind of cancer. Now, people from districts like Myersville and Nain, Buena Vista, Darlington, coming up to the Mono era, have been suffering, quarreling about how the caustic soda has been destroying their roofs and destroying their trees. Now the question I asked at a meeting, and everybody basically wanted to shut me up, if the caustic is destroying tree and zinc per housetop, and zinc so thick, you ever tried to bite a zinc? Have you ever bite zinc yet? All right, you have never bite zinc because you would never test your teeth and zinc. But I am sure that you have given or got a hickey. And that is that's the bite. And you feel it hurt. No, a small bite like a hickey, it pains you and it turns you red. No, as I said at that meeting, if the caustic can destroy something as thick, as strong as a piece of zinc, and my skin is so soft and delicate. Remember the dermis is created in a way that sweat can pour out.
Sorry, pour out. And also, tea, which is the biggest organ, the largest organ in the body, it comes in too. Whatever in the environment comes in through those pores as well.
Yes, coming through those pores, right? So but nobody wants to study what is taking place because these companies are very, 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 very powerful and they own Jamaica account to them. Now I'm going to tell you a very frightening thing. Well, Alpart, which is an American company, sold out to Russia. What is taking place in Russia now? Russia having problem with Ukraine. Russia just sold out Alpart to China.
Oh, my word.
Now, you imagine, I just want to put something in your head. Russia is having problem with Ukraine because they feel like the Western world is supporting, the whole of Europe is supporting Ukraine and giving them arms, but they're not putting their own boots on the ground. Fine. And they're having sanctions and there are some things that they want they can't get. But guess what? They have a next door neighbor at the other side, who is China. Now remember that Russia have a communist kind of government, which is more becoming autocratic, and in another form, it has becoming more capitalist now. China have a kind
with
of communist
of
kind
world.
Of government, right, with the rest of the world. But China is also dabbling in capitalism. So some of the world richest billionaires you find in China.
And their investment is so much in every darn developing country.
Thank you. So they now own Alpart. And you see the idea when your lady from the United States, Nancy, I can't pronounce her name and I don't want to curse, but
Pelosi.
Yes, went to Taiwan. All of a sudden, China get back and start put up in chest and a fry around Taiwan like a Janko, like Headman Janko and a Chubu say, look, we have Janko, you know, we are fly. Right? Only just little picture, we are Janko. Right? We are all dirty Janko. And if you go and talk to America, you ever see Janko yet? We are dirty Janko. That's how China start to act. But what this is saying now, all of a sudden, China gonna find Alpart very important now, you know, because they are war
War is on the tip of their tongue. And what make planes? Aluminum. Have to be light. Mm-hmm. What make tanks and so on? Aluminum.
Absolutely.
Right. So they're going to pressure our government. What make it worse? And I'm going to frighten most of our American listeners. Because you are on the inside, but we are on the outside looking in on you. You know what is frightening? For the past 30 years, started with the Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan started something called the Caribbean Basin Plan. And
yes,
what
sir.
Should have been done is that they should have been, America should have been investing in us. But they were more caught up in the politics of Cuba, Grenada versus the rest, right? And the whole domino effect. So they just look for the Caribbean. But guess what? Mr. China, Mr. China said, oh, I don't know about market. China start creeping to Africa. China start creeping South of America. China start creeping us Central America. And China start come up the Caribbean country, Trinidad, Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Kitts, Nevis,
Antigua. It right now.
Right. So China start to come in through the back door because most people can say China practically owns Jamaica right now. And guess all of a sudden, all of a sudden, between Biden and Miss Harris, who's a Jamaican, then turn around and say, Ratty, guess what, Joe? What's happened? Karma. You know what happened to her? What, Mrs. China? China
takes
the favorite
Jimmy.
That's a Jamaica. Yes. They might do all kind of something with Jimmy. They must feel like mosquito pan when matches together. Mosquito pan when you have your Jimmy. And you know, you know what it's called, Jimmy. But somehow we grew up when you have your Jimmy under your bed. And emergency commercial fly off a whole like a quick, how you go, M-N-O-Q, something between N-N-O and Q, whatever that letter is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you have to catch a quick one, and you leave on a day, sometime when you go on that bed, you say, which choir that? But you got the choir under your bed, and when you peep under the bed, I saw a mask that used to pump on some matches. I sail there, you know. Roll your boat, gently down the street. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. Let me play one song. I'm going on the top. This is called the Golden Plan.
It must go.
It goes up.
I saw it must go.
It goes up.
You're listening to the voice of the reggae defender. Rasta da da go.
Yeah, man called Singing Vernon from outer Santa Cruz, St. Elizabeth. We can look to other things that more user friendly, bring more people here, and we don't have to sell out our resources to other people.
I think that a lot of times we most of leadership is so darn selfish. They're just thinking of lining their pockets, temporarily,
yeah.
If not temporarily, as much as they can with the time that they're in, they're afford to be in that position. So some of the time it's so temporary, so them grab as much as them can right away. Talk to me about the counselors, them, because when I was in my little country sitting, you know, the counselor, them, was a very important tie to the rest of the bigger part of the politics, them. I mean, how accountable are they for even something like the Dundar, what the acids or whatever, the Matrona, the Rio Cobrito, and the general local environment?
You see, the councillors, poor councillors, you know, because I could talk about the whole Paris years and years and years and years. And you know why I said that? I was what was called the chairman for the Paris Development Committee for St. Elizabeth for about three or four years. And what we basically were trying to achieve was some form of local government reform, right? We were trying to move it from the whole Bacomasa system that is presently here now to more like to take out the partisan politics out of it, like where you would vote for a mayor than say vote in JLP, PNP or something like that. And we have we had reached very far. We were sponsored by the Canadian CEDA. I don't remember the meaning of the acronym, but the CEDA, we got sponsorship from them. So I was the president for the PDC for about 4 years. And we had reached far. But alas, government changed. And when government changed, everything basically went downhill. Right? And that is why I am looking at this whole constitution reform with a strange eye. I'm just looking at it. They all of a sudden bring up this talk and say, we forget you that the king and the queen and the king. And we say, yes, fire one for the king, because we're a Rastaman, we don't want. Young king, we deal with Jesus Christ, Selassie, we deal with. We're not into William Charles and so on. Fine. But replace it with what? Now, to me, the first step to going to remove or change the constitution and become a republic. The first step, you know, there are some big people, Dr. Ev, that see from a macro level, but I think real life is in from a micro perspective.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to justify it. So I believe that for governance, for real governance, you have to start from the street level. So you have a street, you might have a king of the street, and you come together, you have your community-based organization, and you meet together, and a pyramid is created where you go up to the top of the pyramid, and that person might be like what I was, the chairman for the PDC, because in essence what I was the elected person who was elected from all the community-based organizations across the parish to speak on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Now, if you take local government, if you get that solid in, there will be no problem for a constitutional change. The problem going to happen is that when you have your councillor dealing with things on a local level, then you won't have no need for any MP. And this is where the problem comes in.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yes. Okay. Because MP want to say he is in charge of
four. He is in charge, definitely.
Yes. Whether in a constituency, three or four councillors or five councillors, he want to say he is in charge. And guess what happened? If Fatty Leg bite Caleb, the first person I call, you know, is the councillor, you know,
is not
not the MP.
Of course.
Because, you know, the councillor is around there, so.
And councillor, when you say, hey, councillor, the tree, a big tree right near the tank, I had dropped down.
Right.
Councillor
right.
Knows exactly where it is.
Where?
MP don't know that,
right. So you see, they don't want, look, right now, the amount of time that the local government election have been put off, right? And even the leader of the opposition saying last week that he would want to plan to take the government in court because it's going against our constitution, that there's supposed to be a set time. Because the last time they say now that they don't have any money, that was what we were told in January, to run a local government election. But 2 months after, they increase civil servant salary and give us, because I'm a civil servant, give us, you know, say a 5% or so, and give themselves 200%.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you just see where the real...
Right.
Yes. You know, so you see where the priority is. So the municipality now tend to have a problem, and I learn about it as a PDC chairman, because you know that when the tax, let me tell about the taxes now, land tax is collected. And when land tax is collected, what has been happening is that they put the money into a pool, and you go to one place named Kill Some City.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. I believe that all the taxes are collected in St. Catherine should be spent in St. Catherine.
In St. Catherine.
And all the taxes are collected in St. James must be spent in St. James.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what you should have is each parish should have their own budget, and each parish should have their own drive to collect land taxes. Because I believe that if people know that the land tax that they pay go in the coffers of the local authority, and as long as the local authority can account to the people, I think we'll have a lot more people paying tax, feeling more satisfied, and see more nature
exactly.
Protests if they believe that
exactly.
the dollar is not being spent. But for most things, all the tax go to Kingston, right? So some little era that need the help, not get no help at all. So you elect
wow.
a councillor, and they are hoping now that the councillor should be semi-done,
Because what they are saying, you know, if you are MP, the reason why they increase the salary, that's what the Minister of Finance say, is that they are hoping that they can get people of a certain prestige, yeah, the classes didn't come in, of a certain elite, here the elite is coming in. You see how divide and rule start take place again. So you're going to have, no F. You imagine, you have a brother, and women must call you brother. Call him Dalfos. You have a brother named Dalfos. Yes. And in your community, the whole community love Dalfos. And they say, make a vote Dalfos for councillor. Councillor Dalfos. You know, sir, Dalfos could have good. When Mr. Abraham, Brownski, Mr. Abraham, and when I say brown, I don't mean literally the color, you know, but the state of mind.
The right? State of mind, when, yes.
Yes, when he come in and say, I'm going to drop a few dollars. And then drop a few dollars, man, a week before the election. And everybody said, that's what the matter. What is Mr. Abraham? God, you know, what get one sentence from Mr. Abraham. He even to a post booth. And you get the post booth from Mr. Abraham. And you vote him, Mr. Abraham, in front, instead of Dalfos. And 2 weeks after, Mr. Abraham drive past in a tinted car within window of right. Mm-hmm. And you see, there are good people in Jamaica who want to represent their people. But because of money and where our politics reach now is who have the most money will win.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It don't mean this don't have nothing to do with representation.
To do with representation. Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Don't have nothing to do with representation.
And of course, you know, the councillors, they live and work and represent where their family and friends and lovers are. So they will be able to articulate more of the needs, because that is exactly where. When Dundalk come in the water, I just see them water them as a drink. So you know, say, them going to be focused on getting that, getting something done about that. And I think you're really right. These MPs feel like they are somewhere over up there. And the councillors who really are the real representation come in like, you know, hey, you're really not. You don't even hear about them more than in the village, the village where they are. And I think when we talk about this representation, and, you know, let me just back up a little bit. I think people in the diaspora, they have a responsibility to the little block or the little rock where we come from, because we don't know when we're going to be passing back that way. You know, whether upright or horizontal.
You know what diaspora mean? Dialico poorer.
I love that. Dialico poorer. Because a lot of things is missing from us being out of there. And we want to come home. But before we go that, hey, this is CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And coming up after this big show is going to be one of my favorite person, HB. I'm going to be spinning some of the socially conscious reggae music. If you're online and you want to chat with us, we have a full board tonight. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to join in the conversation. And, of course, remember, every Wednesday, right here, CRS Radio, the man from back in the country, the countryman, is coming here with the science and all of the interest. Well, you're definitely going to put some vision and authority to. It's called the 9-Star General, Mr. Howard Hendricks, right here on CRS Radio. So make sure you tell your friend. And come on and let's pull together, man. I think it's serious time now. We're on the serious time. And I think we here, united together, we can make the change. And that's what we're doing. We're not here. We're here for having a little fun, of course, because we have to have that to relieve some of the stress we're going through. But we're here to kind of make our little piece of this earth for our next generation and be a watchdog. So those people in the diaspora, we need to do a little bit more. And talking about that, Sheriff's Radio, the sister station or the core station of Give Back Jamaica, and of course Give Back Jamaica, passionate about giving back to Jamaica, just like the word says, or it is Give Back Jamaica. We're going to be looking at doing 10,000 parachute coming up September, the new start of the new year. And we reach out to every single one of our folks listening in, our family. If you have a church, if you have an organization, we're a 501c3 organization, federally registered. So if you're in the United States and you make a donation, it's tax deductible. So gosh, there's no excuse here. One pair of shoes, the donation for one pair of shoes is a measly $20. And trust me, we show you a picture of the student who receive your pair of shoes. We live stream every time we go to a school in order for you to see, have the transparency. For those of you who are a little bit on the edge wondering, hey, who has the money, where the money is going, I know that's a concern for a lot of you. I mean, not here at CRS Radio, not here at Give Back Jamaica, because we have an investment in our country and our future. So get on over to CRSRadio.com and just support us there. Give Back Jamaica. We have all of the programs that we're supporting in Jamaica. GiveBackJamaica.org or GiveBackJamaica.com on Facebook is Give Back Jamaica. You want to email us is GiveBackJamaica@gmail.com. Folks, let me tell you, when somebody's passionate about Jamaica, that's we over here at Give Back Jamaica. I mean, coming up, we have Friends of Forest, who we are partnering with, and they're going to be having a big deal in Porus coming up in July 19th, I think. So for the folks in Porus, and we're going to be coming to fit your shoe also in September. I want to reach out to anybody in Springvale Primary School. Anybody in Springvale Primary School, just send me email, givebackjamaica@gmail.com, givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Primary school have a special history with my family, and we want to pay them a visit to see how, you know, how we can help. So anybody out there who have a connection to Springvale Primary School, just link me up. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. The man, the seven-star general.
Seven-star is L.A. Lewis. Seven-star is L.A. Lewis. I am nine-star.
Darn! How could I get that wrong? You know what, General? You're my favorite person still, but Seven Star is a delight to me.
I love LA.
When you talk about the best marketing human being in the world, he's Seven Star.
LA Lewis, man.
Don't fool with him.
I love LA.
Me want to know that him queen gone, how him a manage, because him love queen bad enough. I want to say big up to Mr. HB coming up from 10 o'clock until the hours of midnight, when you want to hear smooth talking and some sweet music consciously. Make sure you
hear you talking about that diaspora. Right? We are talking about diaspora. Let me ask you something. What is going on afar? See a little seagull. What is happening in Baltimore? I can't understand. And I think I heard that some place in Indiana followed suit either last night where they had some shootings. What is all of the shooting in America all about?
But you know what happened, and I'm not comparing. Violence is violence, and especially in Jamaica, when any kind of violence go on, I want our whole family, because all of we are mother, sister, cousin, auntie, cousin, granny generation, so we should not even hurt each other. But when we have violence in Jamaica, it really look horrible. But when you have a developed country, richest country in this world, and them go on with them barbaric, which I call barbaricness, it begs to say, and this is where I just turned back and said, "Why? You see, we live in a foreign country, and we're the foreign, and we're there in our, we left for little Jamaica, and we don't even think about said, why? Hey, we're going to treat Jamaica right, you know, because this place going to get damn out of hand. You can't even go anywhere on the street, you know, gathering now and feel too good. Because anybody have a little boat, what them to feel, get up on the wrong side or the right side or the left side or the foot of the bed. And them say, you know what, chuck, I'm just to come right rifle and go clean up, make some people run up and down and make some people cry and bawl, and they don't have any compassion, because this is innocent people, children and whole people. They don't care. So I think this is, I just think this is one of those human being short-circuiting, and I think in the United States, probably the worst, because they're supposed to be quote-unquote first world country. So we shouldn't have them a kind of problem here at all. And
yeah, but the thing I don't like, when we have true violence here down in Jamaica, because they say between we are Honduras and this and that, we are the top. But true violence has style down here. That's the thing. Our violence has style. Right? So, you know, so if you diss a man, and you diss a man too hard, you know, say some can, you got to pick up can. And then, and mm-hmm. they're saying that if you can't catch Quarko, you catch the shot.
Catch
so if you
shot.
Are Quarko, mm-hmm. you know, say you disappear. And if you are the shot, you know, say you disappear, because if you left the shot behind, it's trouble. But what I
trouble
see that. In the United States, a man say, oh, this, what is this called? An A, what kind of rifle? It can give me 600 rounds per minute. Oh, you know, I need to experiment. Let me see how good thing this thing work.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to one plaza, I say, all right, let me get my stopwatch. I'm going to pull the trigger. And let me see how much I can assassinate in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And people are dead like fly. And,
wow.
And then the system say, oh, let us check if we have some mental problem. I mean, have his quarter mother, one
eighth mother.
How did he grow mad.
Up? Did
How
he have
did
a
he grow
mother? Did
right.
he get bullied? Oh, yes, he got bullied. So, you know, we're thinking that, you know, this is the cause of all of that. Oh, sure.
Right. And then the funny thing about it now, especially if the person behind the trigger don't look like me or you, they say, oh, something must have gone wrong. His auntie maybe had looked at his uncle too hard in his presence. And he, yes. But if a we, then say electric chair.
Oh, well, a lot of the time you don't get that far. Them put in your neck, or them kick you down and murder you. By the time you reach, you know, their keep or their safekeeping, you're dead. Long time.
And then, we had
a young man who went and killed all of them people at the black church. They took him to McDonald's and said, oh, did you want anything to eat? And give him a sandwich.
Yes.
When everybody, black people, them left there mourning and bawling, he went to get sandwich. So, again, I am kind of pounding the hard pavement here. We as Jamaican, I mean, a lot of us, we come here and we survive because we had a rough time in Jamaica. And that kind of rough time geared us up to survive this country. So we have a lot to be thankful for those rough times. So it behooves us that we, as Marcus Garvey said, once you get the torch and you have the light, that's when your responsibility starts for you to go back and pass that light on to somebody else. And there are a lot of us, we're quick to judge Jamaica, talk all the bad things, but very few of us would say, hey, you know, let me go back into my little Buckawal community up at Moko. Well, people don't know some of our real place, and go help with a basic school or go help, you know, see if these people can, you know, put up a little well or a little.
So let me ask you a question. In Jamaica here, if I have a gun license, right, I can put my gun on my waist and go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I know that you have different states. Now, with all of them, man, they are buying their gun. So you, as a citizen, is it across the United States or in different states? Can you have your gun in your waist and go
some
on the street in your lap?
Open carry. Some states what you call open carry. Some states have open carry. And you have your gun, like, you know, you remember, you know, the cowboy days when you're walking to town with your thing. They do it a lot of the southern states. They have that, of course, Texas and all those places, you know, they are rangy kind of a state. They have that. I don't think they have open carry like in states like New York, that kind of a thing. I know in my state that I live, open carry is like, let me see.
Because when me actually tell you, say, no, if you don't have your thing, make sure you send me an email. I'm down in Jamaica, and me have to go like in a cent and where they do the backside. And see if we can get one of the old Euclid tube and make one catapult, right? And get the catapult make. And because me know say you must shoot board when you are picking. So I would get a catapult. So I would get a 2023 catapult for you and send it up to you. And you just have that in your waist, because the Bible says, who slew Goliath with a sling and a stone? David.
No, David.
Right, so you need, if you don't have a gun, you need to get a catapult and some real rock stone in your handbag. That's it. See what I do was men with them kind of gun, you just take out your rock stone, right? You put in your catapult.
Yes.
It don't make no noise, you know, the beauty with it.
No.
Catapult don't have no need no silencer, and you just shoot him right in the forehead. I shoot out one eye, because most time when we were youth and we go shoot bud, we never say shoot birds, we go shoot bud, right? You know how to aim your catapult if you take down one bud out of the sky, you know.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
you
yeah.
need to start work with your catapult. In your waist and some rocks on your handbag. That if you buck up, you with one of them guys in the plaza, you just go on the shop side and you just aim. Ready? Aim. Fire. One catapult, one rock right between the eyes.
But I'm telling you, you know, can you imagine we start producing some of them there? But hey, this is the latest weaponry, you know. That would be so cool, though. We're laughing about it, but that would be so nice. So we start to shine up the stone them and make them,
yes,
you know,
yes,
turn the color. I
make it, no, put on the aerodynamics in it, right? Because, you know, so somebody, the new missile can take corner, so you put in a little boomerang effect in it, so that it can go around corner, right? And then you put, it's like what we do in little robotics now, you put something, some little wire in a hit, so that you can even, when you fire it, you have a little remote button for the catapults, and you press it, and it go around the corner and just make it go straight, like a
drone
would do.
Direction and things.
Right, straight between the eyes.
So that is wonderful with the robotic thing where you have, boy, I'm telling you, we're onto something here tonight. We're definitely onto something. It's the Orange Radio Caribbean Radio Show. If you'd like to chat with us, we have about 23 minutes on the upside of the show coming up. And it's Mr. HB, the smooth, small man with the beautiful reggae music, coming up at the 10 o'clock hours. Can you check back with us next week, Wednesday? And I know that our big boss, the Nine Star General, we're getting a whole lot of load of emails. Why? When's the time? Too little bit of time to chat to the Nine Star General. So we're working on something. We're working on something for you. So just keep those emails coming, and we'll try to do our best to make our time together a productive one. 661-467-2407. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to link us. Want to say big love to all of you guys listening out on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, all the other places that we have presence out there. Thank you guys so much. The 10,000 shoe drive, very much on the way. September, just pick me a shoes and make them can kick into a style. Talking about kicking into a style, and pick me a shoes, we have the Howard, the new court ruling now, where kind of get out all of them favoritism, so them call. The challenges then that we have out of Jamaica now, that we usually get a couple of scholarships. How is that going to affect us with this new ruling?
Bye. You see, you know my stomach. You know why I stomach? Because I am in a funny situation. I have a son, and he has just completed, in Jamaica we call it, sixth form. In America, you might say pre-university college. Sometimes you say college, but we think in Jamaica, we think English. So you go sixth form and you go university. So we look university while you might say college. I think, and I'm going to say it without any apology, I think our high school education in Jamaica here, it's far higher than in the United States, right? But when you come to university, we catch up back with you. Now, my son is 17, and he wants to go to college in the United States, but he's 17. And you see, since I'm an alien, I'm not a U.S. I come down from outer space, like Lee Scratch Perry, right?
So I'm
and
not
she's
a
right? Yes, because remember, my Superman never come from England, you know, from Earth.
From
America. Know? Right. Yeah. He didn't come from Earth. He come from a place named Kuiper. Right? Yes, in some solar system, some light years away from our universe. Well, and there's something he come from too. Right? But
so you know what
that
time.
Yeah man. Yeah, so my son now will be an alien, and he will have a problem coming to the States. But guess what happened? He could be bright. But when you look at the fees that you should pay and how hard it is to get that type of scholarship. Because yes,
scholarship is important, but scholarship should be, people want international students now, because what happens is that how the world is going, especially the United States, and how labor, the need for certain kind of labor, the United States cannot see that they get the labor or can fill certain gaps from international students. Plus, if you have good, bright international students, they, and you get them into your Silicon Valley, because yes, you find out that you have a lot of students, especially from India and Pakistan, and those countries are more into the more technical skills. But again, America trying to protect their own, but not just protecting their own. They realize that the black women are tend to be achieving, and their women are not achieving nowadays as much as the black women. And we see the Asian people, I never say hate Asian as in Haiti, I mean Asian as in Vietnam and that side of the world, Cambodia, they see that they are also achieving. So once we had a thing called affirmative action, and I see they are saying, hey, we can't bother with the affirmative action anymore, you know, because what is happening in the United States is that the white population is getting smaller, and Latinos and Negroes, their population is getting bigger, because, you know, on an average white family is 2 children. An average black family is 4, 5, 6. Worse with Mexican, 7, 8, 9. Right. So, and what make it worse is that black men and women are long time more sexually active than, active, and
with the advent of TV and cell phone now, but no one no sex now. They want cell phone and TV, boss man. What are you talking? That was long time when 6 o'clock you gone in a bed and you don't have nothing else to do.
Jamaica. No, I wasn't talking about Jamaica, you know. I was talking about up north. Jamaica is a different situation, right? Oh. Because guess what happened? Country life, especially rural Jamaica, that is still the main form of recreation. Right? Yes, still the main form of recreation. No cell phone now, come with no. No man, no young man, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, don't play no game for no phone. They might play a real game and real position and police position that you have to get trained in a gym. Yes, I have to get trained in a gym. All right. You see, if you're a country woman them down here, remember, yeah. when you look upon like a Veronica and Ilium Thompson, you don't see how they are built with the right Afoyam. The right Kardashian, The right. You notice that they have their engine around the back like a VW, the old time VW bug, right? They have that engine, and notice that most of the bright star, especially female runners, are coming out of Central Jamaica. Edwin Allen and those school, you know, right? Homewood steps. This is where the runners are coming out of, because they're eating the right food. They are climbing mountains.
Okay.
Right? So when, let me tell you something. You see, when you see the tourist white man come down here, you see, from the moment they touch the jungle fever down here, they can't leave.
It is more addictive than
crack cocaine.
Right? That's why
it is the Jamaican woman, the Jamaican country woman is more addictive than crack cocaine.
Oh.
The moment you sample, you lose your soul, you lose everything.
All right, guys.
And I don't know what God did to make, put this kind of gift in a Jamaican no man.
Out.
Yes. Yes. But everywhere in the world, they go. The place, the people them could have white as well. It's trouble. They have to look on the Jamaican woman. They don't look on the other black woman. They look on the Jamaican woman. If you go to China, they will look on the Jamaican woman. And if you go to Japan, they will look on the Jamaican woman. And if you go to the Amazon jungle, they will look on the Jamaican woman.
Well, yeah, you're probably right, you know, General. Not probably. You are correct. You are absolutely. Jamaican women, they have a presence.
Yes.
They stand up in a strong. Them solid.
Yes,
you are right. So your son now would have benefited from this affirmative action thing. Had it not been taken away, because it seemed like it gone now. So what is going
right.
to happen to him?
Well, you see, I don't know. That's the question. And I can't answer it for September. I don't know. Right? Because, you see, normally they will say, all right, you can come in as a minority. And if you are bright, we get a space for you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, sometimes they try to use the sports to back it up. But no.
Exactly.
No, it's going to be a problem. And then what are the problems that the university is going to tell them? Say, look, when these international students come in, they normally perform better than the local students. And you know, this
Absolutely.
Changing, that's when these students graduate. They don't really take the plane, come back home.
They're
here in the United States and build the American economy.
Yeah.
So
there
should be no complaint. Yes.
We have a really brain drain there. But tell
yes,
me about
yes.
brain drain and the economy. I know you have a big project that you're working on, the roadside library, because,
I don't want to talk about it as yet, because you just touch a point that's what I would have spoken about, but you touch a point that you said brain drain. And I just want to say something. Last Sunday, there were vacancies between 23 high schools that they wanted about 273 teachers. And most of these teachers are heading up north.
Wow.
Yesterday, Sunday, the Minister of Education come on arm. And the radio and saying, oh, yes, we are aware, but we have new batch of teachers coming out of the teachers' college. Now, let me tell you something. When a young child comes out of teachers' college, 1920, and you must teach some kind of calculus, what you need is a teacher with experience.
Yeah. To push that across. Yeah.
Right? So what has been happening is that the brain drain has been draining the future of this country. Because the teachers are not satisfied with their wages. And after going through hell right up to the end of March, right, where there were a ding-dong battle between the head of the Jamaica Teachers Association and the Minister of Finance. And when they tend to yield, the next thing that happened in April was when the Minister of Finance said that MP is going to get 200% salary increase. And Mrs., that is what came over the barrel. Yes, that is what came over the barrel. So the man said, yo, see the system at this way? Eh? Them treat you like what? So we're not fitting yourself. And then now you have the agents coming down from the school.
Who definitely are swarmed down to get them.
Jamaica.
The same with our nurses as well.
Our nurses.
right? Mm-hmm. So maybe what we should focus on is exporting our brain, right? Because we are in high demand in England as well. Right? Because this is
so,
certain
well,
in
us. That's a great idea, in general, because if they're going to take us, then the agency that is recruiting or the country, let them sponsor. This is a great idea. Let them sponsor for take that one person. Let them sponsor 3 high school students or 5 high school students or 3 college students to take that one person. Don't just make them just pay one little total dollar and get them.
No, let me tell you the reality of what is happening, which you might not know. You take a teacher up from Jamaica up to Arkansas. We just use Arkansas as an example. You know the next thing the school is telling the teacher? Wait, what kind of work your husband do? And you tell him.
Oh,
you know the next
God.
Thing the next thing the husband the school do? Get your husband up here.
Wow.
And get your children.
Because
so what has been taking place now is that whole family has been quietly being moved to the United States. As I told you the other day when I went to the embassy, right? That was what I was witnessing. Right?
Yes, so,
that was
so
what I was
happened,
witnessing.
They want the stability in
they
the
want
school
the stability
because that
in
is
school.
More loyalty. So this is what I'm saying here. I'm glad we're having this conversation. Let us put to the Jamaican government, all right, you want our talent, you're going to pay for it. If you're going to take any of our talent, if you're going to take a student from somebody that we educate in this country, you are going to pay to us to educate 5 students out of university. So this would be every year you sponsor a child equivalent to for 5 years. So once, and probably that could damn well work. If you want to take a teacher from my country, you are going to pay to train 5 teachers. Take it or leave it.
Look, what you're saying is wishful thinking, because there are some governments that if you keep the population uneducated, you can control, you can divide and rule either better.
Yeah, but,
so
but
some governments...
everybody wins. But
some government in the third world, I won't call no name of which country, are happy when they take a teacher, because we have more idiot than the population. So when they shake a bella, shake a head, right? Nobody recognize. The politician think for them. The politician is their brain. The politician
is God.
This is
what your show is about, to open up people's eyes and to make changes. So okay, you don't care what they're doing. We're here to get people's eyes open and to make changes, because Marcus Garvey in the 1800, when them never have cell phone nor nothing, that man was a buy ship. When last we buy a ship as black
we
people?
We not buy no ship.
Since the 1800.
The only ship we buy a general ship.
Well, we need to sell that now, you know. We need to drop that off now. And seriously, I know we have about 5 minutes onto the upside of the show, but little bit, I know you're going to talk about your roadside library, because that really, I think, is some of the greatest idea for our children coming up, and we need to follow up on telling the government or whoever, Billy, say, hey, if we're not going to take one of our nurse, you're going to have to train 5 nurses here. You're not going to just make we train them and you know them train. You can't take all of them. If we have everybody in Jamaica who educated, because here is how that will work. You have somebody go foreign, and if them can turn back and send one money to granny or uncle, that will help us, our country. And then if them can, the company can send the money to educate 5 more, get them ready for the chopping block, then everybody will win.
Let me just say one paragraph about my book, Cities. I don't want to talk much about it, But I'm going to say a frightening paragraph without even making my appeal yet. All right. Malvern is known as an education town. There are two, as far as we're concerned, education town in Jamaica, Malvern and Mandeville. Because in Mandeville, you have Church Teachers College, NCU, you have Manchester High, the Carchet High, Bellier High, Bishop Gibson High, and I can name some other school that that will make you get high. But guess what happened? There is not even one bookshop in Mandeville. And you just said now Mandeville is the third biggest city in Jamaica. The bookshops, there were bookshops there up to about 4 years ago. And when this internet thing come in more and more, the people then walk out. I was so mad. I used to buy like 3 books a week. Books, any books that's out there in the American market, we used to have it down here. Malvern have Monroe College, Hampton School, a smaller town, Bethlehem Teachers College. There's nothing like a bookshop anywhere, not even Santa Cruz. When I say bookshop, you know, what you're finding that sell books, they sell exercise book and folio leaves and textbook like a math book or chemistry book, right, which is just book for class. But I'm talking books in general where you can read right across. So when you close down the bookshop, it means that the children, our students, don't have no book to read. They cannot go and buy a book independently. They cannot hear about an author that is bestseller in England or America, how it used to be up to 7, 8, 9 years ago, because any book that were top sellers those times used to get it down here. That exists no more in rural Jamaica. But no, I have a problem now with even my children. What I have to be doing to my friends, and I say, hey, just to help my family, my 2 kids, any books you have where you buy as bestseller, just put them in a warm box and post it down to me, Howard Hendricks, Malvern, St. Elizabeth. You know, I'm not figuring down the street, because the whole of Malvern know me. Me are the king there. So it's Howard Hendricks, Malvern, St. Elizabeth, Jamaica. And the strangest thing, that when the box come, they don't charge me no custom duties, because I don't think they charge duties for second-hand book or near new book. They don't. So it come free. So I have friends who send me like 3 books, and I'll make them just go there and sign for the passing notice and get it. And what they have been doing is, well, after reading the books and sharing the books, they're sharing it. But this is just one person. The second thing I have to tell you within the minute is that, ladies and gentlemen, the libraries that I used to go as a kid, because we have library in our town, so we have like Blackwell Library and the Southfield Library and the Santa Cruz Library and the Malvern Library. The same books that I used to see in the 70s, 80s, 90s are still the same library. The libraries need books. And the children just live off of them tablet and so on. But you know that the best information don't have to be there, because some of the information, there's a digital divide, but some of the information is not on the tablet. That is real. Lady Ev, we have 60 seconds left.
Yeah. Wow. Boy, as usual, hey guys, thank you guys for coming on. Hey, we have a new big flourishing WhatsApp page over there on WhatsApp. Link us up there as well, or as you have so many other links. The 9-Star General is going to be here for you. We're going to be making some uproar and make some things happen, and we can only do that with you.
Big up to Dan Oliver, big up to Stanrick, big up to AJ Bruce Brown, big up to most of the music and them who are sending them tune. Yeah, man, because you know it's a conscious music we play night and day. About a feel away when you swing and sway. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow. Good day.
coming up. Stay tuned.
Thank you.